Then I'd like to move to the uncontested items. Mr. Harris?
Well, the only uncontested item we have today is a TMDL, and I don't believe we have anyone in the audience or any comment letters. Is that correct?
Correct.
So I would ask the board to, unless you want a presentation or discussion, oh, we don't have a you don't even have a presentation for this, ask that the board adopt the, approve the TMDL.
All right. I move that we adopt resolution R3-2014-0011.
Second.
I had one question, a couple of questions on that TMDL,
okay,
if I may. The first one is, I think, more of, I guess I'll call it semantics, and that we use the term manure somewhere, and agriculturists do not apply manure, they apply compost. So I think it's important to make that differentiation. And compost can be from green waste and compost from livestock. So that's one item that I'd like to see changed. The second one is that we are targeting 2016 with the optimistic projection that the TMDLs will be within limits. I think that optimism should be slightly reduced because we are currently in an unprecedented historical drought. All the charts that we have pertaining to projected flow are, as we speak right now, not valid because of the significant reduction of river flow. So as we move next year, it gives us only 2 years with 2016. As we move next year to hopefully what the newspaper is indicating an El Nino, there's going to be a significant change in TMDL value. So I think we should reflect in our timetable this historical drought and perhaps consider moving back that date slightly to offset, you know, these unprecedented climatic conditions that we're experiencing.
So just to point out, if we start making these changes, we will have to table this item and bring it back to the board then.
Well, I you know, the manure part is, you know, somewhat minutia, but I think taking a 2016 date without consideration of the current historical situation that we have is not congruent. Because, you know, if we go ahead with this and then we find a significant spike next year because of all these accumulation of, you know, of listed constituents, it's going to throw off significantly the projections. I mean, I welcome input, you know. Yes.
Since there's already been a motion and a second made on the, that is motions pending, if the board needs to either vote on the motion or I believe Bruce made it, so he'll have to take it back essentially, mm-hmm, in order to decide whether to move forward with your proposal and have staff look at the TMDL again and then make any necessary changes and bring it back.
Well, we could also comment. Staff could comment and in response to Chair Wolf's comments, and then you may or may not be satisfied with those comments.
So let's, I agree with Michael. So let's deal with the first. Do you want to have staff answer your questions and then deal with the current motion?
That would be helpful.
Okay.
Larry Harlan, lead staff on the TMDL item. The data that we use for this is fairly dated. I anticipate there will be a change in the water quality since the data for this represents 2005. We've been in touch with some of the orchard and vineyard, not vineyards, but orchard and owners, and know that they're changed a lot of their practices to drip irrigation. And because the data is older, we don't have a and it's not, the concentrations are not that great. We think that we'll see changes fairly rapidly. We have our ambient monitoring program down there now monitoring. Don't have the results for that yet. But I do agree that we are in unprecedented drought conditions, that we should maybe look into how we adjust for that as we set out these timelines. But I don't see this. I don't see this as something that's not attainable at this point. I think that these numbers can be reduced quite rapidly because the changes have already taken place.
Another option is the board could adopt it, recognizing that in 2016, if we decide that we need more time, we can come back and amend the TMDL and add time to it.
Okay, I'm in favor of that option, and I think it's a. You know, it's a matter of both fairness and also good scientific grounding of recognizing, you know, the current climate change that we have experienced.
And we can, council says we can deal with the manure part of it as without.
We can or we cannot?
We can make that change.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, so I'm willing to modify my motion to have a global replacement of the word manure to be compost instead, and to approve this today with the possibility that if upon further staff review there needs to be brought back to us at some point in the future, given the concerns of our chair, that be achieved.
Yes, Mr. Johnston.
Yeah, just a quick question for staff. So what I'm hearing is this is based on 2005 data, and we've got the ambient monitoring program down there now. How quickly do we expect to have more current data?
We expect that to be at the end of the year. They're on their annual cycle, so it'll be probably about 10 months. We would get some preliminary data before then. The cooperative monitoring program is down there on a monthly basis as well, and so there may be new data that has come up last month or so, if that helps.
So there may be more data as early as our next meeting,
that
is
would
what
be
you're
correct.
Saying?
I would possibly, possibly so.
We won't guarantee that, though. I'm
right.
Not going to
no,
put
I understand.
Yeah,
possibly. I understand.
And not in a format that would inform the board or us about meeting these.
My suggestion is to let the TMDL run its course. And we'll either bring it back to you at that point with an update for an extension, or if the targets have been achieved and we're meeting water quality objectives, the next step is to, through the normal 303D process, to delist. So I would ask that you allow staff to do their job and for me to bring back to you as appropriate any further decisions regarding the TMDL, whether it's an update, a change in the date, or, you know, just a status report at the appropriate time.
I guess my question is this. What are the consequences for the agriculturalists who are in the area covered by this TMDL if in fact we don't meet these goals by 2016 and we don't change them?
So TMDLs are not enforceable. They are a planning document. And as with all TMDLs, we are going to work with, you know, we've got to do monitoring, we've got to work with the growers and see where we are. It's always possible in a TMDL that we've made an incorrect assumption or we've gotten something wrong in the math. So there's a lot of things with the TMDL that may need to be revisited. They're not used as an enforcement tool. So if that's your concern, that's...
But they will guide our next iteration of the ag waiver or waivers or whatever that turns out to be, which will be, remind me, when are we going to be dealing with that?
With the
2017 is when it has to be
okay, so
redone.
We will have...
But remember, most of these
necessary.
Most of these rely on the ag order to achieve their their targets, most of these.
Right, and consequently, the ag order is whatever we set up as our next ag order will depend in part on these TMDLs because these are the targets it's designed to meet.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into the next. A lot of things will have to be considered when we develop and adopt the next order.
Mr. Chair, I call for the question.
Could you repeat?
I said I call for the question. Let's vote.
I think what we need, since Mayor Delgado amended his motion, we need to have a second on his amendment.
Okay.
Second?
A second on the amendment.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.